Pray. Heavenly Father, deliver us from evil. Amen. The seventh petition is the only one that begins with the word but. But is an adversative conjunction used to join two clauses that present opposite or contrasting thoughts. So the sixth and seventh petition are set in that adversative mode. For this reason, these two petitions need to be considered together. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, if I use a little different emphasis, perhaps we can see the contrast. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. When I spoke of the sixth petition, I used the metaphor of quicksand for temptation. So we ask the Heavenly Father to lead us in such a way that we don't fall into the quicksand, that we don't fall into the temptation. Now, we say, but deliver us from evil. Now, if God is leading us in such a way that we don't fall into the temptation, then where is the evil? The problem is that even though the Lord leads us faithfully, continually pointing out the dangers along the pathway, we don't always listen to Him. We aren't always faithful in taking His advice. We hear Him say, come this way. But we answer, no, I think that way is better. And then sure enough, we stumble along and fall into the temptation, which threatens to suck us under. Consider this warning from God, which has to do with riches. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. The kind of man that he's talking about is one who listens to the advice of his sinful flesh, the desire to be rich. At such a time, Satan and the world are more than ready with snares and pits to trap that person. So this man, in all his stupidity, walks blithely along the wrong pathway, ignoring the warnings of God, and he falls into the snare of the evil one. Then, if by the grace of God, he realizes what has happened to him, the man cries out, deliver me from evil. Deliver us from evil is a plea that we ought to be making every day of our lives. Every day we need deliverance. Every day we listen to the desires of our flesh, to the enticements of the world, to the sweet talk of Satan. The implanted word then speaks to our hearts. Don't do that. But we don't listen. And so we fall into the quicksand. And then we cry out, deliver us, O Lord. And wonder upon wonders, He does it. God delivers us. He does not say, you got yourself into this predicament, get yourself out of it. I warned you, but no, you wouldn't listen to my warning. He comes to us, He brings us to repentance, and then assures us of forgiveness. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear Him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far He removes our transgressions from us. So the words of the psalmist could well be our words when he says, the pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. He preserves the simple. I was brought low, and He saved me. Now that doesn't take care of everything that the seventh petition talks about. Not all evil is of our doing. Frequently, evil is foisted upon us. If Satan and his henchmen cannot lure us into the pit of quicksand, then he will attack us with the hopes of pushing us into the pit. Trials, tribulation, persecution, threats to body and soul, property and honor, these are the tools of our enemies. If they can't draw us, they will push us. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to make my steps stumble. The proud have hidden a snare for me in cords. They have set a net, spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. That's what the world does, but again and again, our Father delivers us. He does this either by driving the enemies away, and we would never know if those enemies were coming upon us because He's already stopped them from doing so. How many hundreds of times in our lives must that have happened? Or He causes the evil to work out for our good. What constitutes evil? Evil is that which harms our souls, which gets in the way of our eternal welfare. Bodily pain is not evil, unless it harms our soul somehow. How many of you have allowed doctors to inflict pain on your bodies because you believe it to be for your good? Even so, when pain is controlled by God, it is for our good. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. It's hard to imagine, especially when you're going through the pain, that this is for your good. But we trust our Lord. He has proven Himself. Out of His love for us, He put His own Son through an agony which is unthinkable. We can't imagine it. And in this way, the Son paid the price for your sins, for mine, and He delivered us from evil. And so it is that when we pray, deliver us from evil, we are calling upon the victory of Christ to be our continuing power of deliverance in the face of every evil foe and in the midst of all suffering. Yes, and He does and will continue to deliver us from all evil. From all evil. For on that great day when our Savior returns to take us home, to be with Him, then we will be delivered forever. And the Lord will deliver me, says the Apostle Paul, deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us now join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we sing verses 3 and 4 of hymn 408.